Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Jonathan Owen, who's CEO at Metals One. How are you today, Jonathan?
Hi, Zach. I'm very well, thanks. Good to be with you.
Well, with the MRE upgrade and doubling of the resource, we now know why you cancelled the farm in with Gunsind and then directors participated in the subsequent fundraise.
Yes, the cat's out of the bag. I think those that followed the story would have seen that. But no, it was the opportunity to do just that. It allowed us to ensure that we had the cash in the bank rather than waiting for delayed cash flow from Gunsind, to ensure that I and the team can plan our work program and deliver the results, the type that you saw this morning with the mineral resource assessment. Of course, we have a strong work plan going ahead to develop the preliminary economic assessments as well this year. That funding takes us all the way through there, and we've got 93.75% of the Black Schist projects back, and an option then to claw back the outstanding 6.25% from Gunsind at a point of our choosing at a predetermined price.
I mean, I do remember trying to fish out of you the idea of whether this is a mid-tier asset, world-class asset, et cetera, et cetera. You now have told us today that 100 million tons is the sort of the line in the sand. Is there the prospect of getting nearer to that level now that you're up to 57?
Yeah, correct. The 200 million tons is the longer term target. 100 million tons. I mean, these are arbitrary numbers, of course, Zach. I need to set goals and stretch goals for the team to deliver against. But to put this into context of what some in the market may deem world class deposits. So Rick Rule, for example, would look at a $10 billion in situ asset in the ground, nickel that is, as we have, as a true world class asset. We're at $3 billion in situ value at the moment. So like I say, it's within reach. So within a drill program or two, a couple more resource updates, that's where we hope to land. But with this 60 million or more or less 60 million tons that we have now, the real opportunity here, the significance of this milestone is this now gives us the critical mass to start the scoping studies, the preliminary economic assessments that give us that all important project metrics or project economics, the NPV, the IRR, and of course the CapEx. And with that in hand, we can then go to the EU and seek that, the strategic project status. And this is all part of the Critical Raw Materials Act, which will then open up permit fast-tracking opportunities for us, EU project finance and EU grants and all those sorts of things. And we're looking to get that PEA, preliminary economic assessment, kicked off shortly in the next few weeks. I'm going through the tender process now for the independent consultants to do that. And then we hope to have that completed within Q4. I'm targeting November, so let's say early December for that.
So it would appear that with a 2.9 million market cap, the market hasn't, well, apart from not anticipating the MRE upgrade, the market's also not factoring in the possibility that the EU may actually bankroll some or all of what you're doing.
Correct. It's we seem to be the market's best kept secret right now. And we're trying to change that, very active on social media and sharing our stories and our views and ambitions. But it's all backed up with solid data, as we're seeing now this morning with the independently produced mineral resource estimate from Mining Plus, global independent mining services provider.
Right. I mean, I think there's probably one other stock on the market which has the potential of government funding, and that's Guardian Metal, and that's quadrupled since it IPO'd last year. So maybe you will follow in their footsteps. But in terms of the news flow now, is it just about proving up more at Black Schist? Is that the direction you're going?
So it becomes multifold now. So the primary activity in terms of unlocking value for the shareholder is the study. So that is the preliminary economic study. Now, once that's complete, as I mentioned, it opens up all these opportunities for us, but also allows us to move the asset onto the balance sheet. We've definitely moved out of the exploration play, and we're in the mine development play now. So it's much lower risk and higher opportunity for all involved and participating. In terms of news flow, then, of course, the studies that are going to be the sort of primary critical critical path items, and there'll be plenty of news flow around that. We'll be, you know, we have ambitious timescales to get this into production, whether we take it to production ourselves or whether we JV at some point, or whether we offload it even sooner. And all those options are on the table, and we'll make the right decision at the right time for the shareholders. Bearing in mind that, you know, we as the management team are significant shareholders as well, so we're on the same boat in that respect. So in terms of news flow, we'll have the environmental baseline assessments all kicking off. You know, we're looking to bring all these what can be you know, quite lengthy critical path items, front loading those in the work program, getting all that done, reducing our project risk, and that brings with it a lot of you know, sizzle, imagery, data that we can share with the market. And in parallel, then we continue to increase the resources. We continue to drill. But it's very much more of the same. It's all about volume. You know, it's more schist, more schist, more schists, and you know, that takes us up the ramp from the $3 billion, sorry, asset all the way through to, you know, hopefully the $10 billion quite quickly in the next you know, 12 to 24 months.
We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, Jonathan Owen, CEO at Metals One, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.